Morning, fellas. Yeah, it's a bit complicated. We've had a cyclone, Cyclone Owen, of course. We all know that. And he's out there in the southwest Gulf. Now, at the moment, he's starting to stop moving, which is good. That's what we want him to do. Now, what he's going to do from there is he's going to start to move back towards the area where he came from. Now, most of you would think, oh, yeah, that's too far to the north to affect us. But what he's going to do once he hits the Cape in Queensland is he's then going to duck towards the southeast. We're very, very, very confident that he's going to duck towards the southeast. Now, what he's going to, the exact trajectory of his motion there could make massive differences for Mackay's weather. But we're very confident that he's going to be starting to come down the Queensland coast as we go through through Saturday and into Sunday. So this could mean a number of things for Mackay. I'll just go through a couple of different scenarios for you. If the system goes to your west, say, you know, crosses and then comes south, southeast or southeast and sort of goes out towards Moranbah, you'll see an increase in northeasterly winds. You'll see an increase in rain. It won't be very dramatic, but you will see some gales across the region. That's more than likely going to happen on Sunday. Now, I know yesterday we talked about it being Saturday night, Sunday morning. It's now just being pegged back a little to Sunday. Now, the expectation then is if the system gets quite close to you on the coast or sort of skirts down just inland of the coast, we're probably going to see damaging winds across Mackay. So their winds up to about 100, 110 kilometres an hour. Now, there's an alternate scenario where the system tracks offshore and then comes a little closer to Mackay. That's the difficult and possibly the most dangerous scenario if that eventuates, because it redevelops the cyclone off the coast of northern and central Queensland. And then it looks as though instead of moving southeast, the system will dip a little bit more to the south. And that would put Mackay right in the firing line of an actual full-on tropical cyclone. So there's quite a number of different scenarios here, and we're not sure. While we know that the system will be moving southeast, we don't know the exact trajectory because it's still too far away. You've got to remember this system is still about 1,500 kilometres away.
Right.
So it's a long, long way away. And the thing is, though, when it moves, guys, it's going to be moving very, very quickly as it comes to the southeast. So we're talking a system that's moving at about anywhere from 30 to 50 kilometres an hour. So it's not going to be a Debbie where it's just going to be sitting over one area for, you know, 12, 18, 24 hours. This one will be motoring along. You'll get a really, really significant increase in weather, and then it'll be gone in about six, maybe 9 hours, you know. So it's one of those really hit-and-go systems, but oh man, it could have the potential to be quite a significant system in Mackay. But as I said, there are three different scenarios in this.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm waiting for storms, hail, snow, volcanoes.
I didn't know cyclones could do this. Like, he was taken off to go to the the Gulf of Carpentaria and just like holiday there and die. I didn't know he was going to come back and see us.
Yeah, look, it's not a normal situation. And the last one we had that did something similar to this was Tropical Cyclone Oswald back in 2011. And so it's been a fair few years since the last one that sort of did this. But it is, you know, you can understand why it's doing it. There's a big system in the Victoria that's going to be dragging this system southeastwards with it. It's really interesting how all of these things have come together to create one of the most unique cyclones I think we'll be seeing for quite some time.
Right, okay. Tropical cyclone, now named Tropical Cyclone Tony Abbott, because it keeps coming back all the time.
Oh, my God. All right, Mitcho, we will keep you up. We'll get up the up to
I cannot endorse those comments, guys, otherwise I'll get hate mail.
Just as long as he's not wearing Speedos, I don't care. We'll keep you up to date and with all the information from Mitcho from Oz Cyclone Chasers. Mate, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.